Hi, it's Mark Zinkowitz, and welcome to the podcast this week. I sat down with Patricia McAllister. She is National Manager of the Horticulture and Grains Section at the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. She spoke at the Seeds Canada Annual General Meeting last week, talking about something new coming down the pipe in regards to tomato brown rugose fruit virus. This virus was first detected in Israel in 2014, and since then has been detected in several countries in Europe, North America, and Asia. It has the potential to significantly affect crop production and the marketability of tomatoes, although it is not a food safety risk. The virus mainly affects tomatoes and peppers. I spoke with Patricia about some changes coming down the pipe that people in the home and garden seed sector should know about. Enjoy our chat. Patricia, thank you so much for sitting down with me today. We're going to be talking about tomato brown rugose fruit virus and phytosanitary certificates. Can you explain the relationship here before we start talking about the changes coming down the pipe?
Canada is one of the few countries in the world that don't currently require a phytosanitary certificate on seed imports. And my personal opinion is that a lot of that relates to the fact that much of our seed has come in traditionally through the United States, as was discussed during that garden seed meeting last week. So I will clarify that initially we are only looking at requiring a phytosanitary certificate on tomato and pepper seed. And it is specifically around the virus, tomato brown rugose fruit virus.
So what do people need to know about this particular virus?
This virus is a virus that has, I guess you might say, taken the, especially the greenhouse sector by storm. It has overcome the resistance to tobamoviruses that have been bred into tomato seed. And it has been doing great damage. It was first detected in Israel, where the crop damage had been reported at up to 80%. And tobamoviruses are incredibly sticky viruses. They can spread very easily by just walking past a plant and touching the next one, and the virus will spread. So it is a disease of utmost concern to the tomato and pepper production sector. There are still some pepper varieties that are resistant, but it's not clear exactly why there seems to be one resistance gene that hasn't been overcome yet. So bottom line is that this is enemy number one right now in the tomato, especially in the tomato greenhouse sector. And most countries in the world have regulated this virus already in the last couple of years. Canada is a bit behind, and we have been working closely with our seed sector to encourage everyone to require that seed that they purchase be tested and found free from in advance of our requirements coming into play. It's an important piece for the entire industry.
So you'll now be requiring phytosanitary certificates on tomato and pepper seed imported into Canada. Can you give us a little bit of background on how this all played out?
So bottom line is January of 2020, the CFIA circulated a draft risk management decision document where we proposed how we could potentially regulate tomato brown rugose fruit virus. And our proposal was that we would regulate it as a regulated non-quarantine pest, meaning we would regulate it in the propagative pathway, but meaning seeds and plants for planting, but that we would not be looking at regulating this virus in fruit. And in many ways, this aligns with how we already regulate other viruses in, you know, fruit stock, for instance. We will regulate viruses in planting material, but we don't regulate whether that virus is present in fruit. And so that was the approach that we proposed, and we received many comments back, and there was a general acceptance that this was most likely the best way to manage the risk while still allowing commercial producers to make decisions on their crop. However, the seed sector does have concerns because the requirement for a phytosanitary certificate is quite different from the current import requirements, which really focus on the quality parameters of seed and whether or not there's weed seed presence. So currently seed is moving under the meeting seeds act and regulation requirements. And so the parameters are more quality focused or focused on noxious weeds. And this focus on virus will be quite new especially for the vegetable seed sector.
So how is this different than what's done currently?
And so there are cases where phytosanitary certificates are already required on seed, but for the most part, the focus really has been on the seed analysis certificate and quality parameters.
So how concerned should people be about this virus specifically?
I think I would say clearly tomato brown rugose fruit virus poses no risk to human health. This is a virus that makes plants sick. As I already alluded to, its very sticky nature and the fact that it can spread so easily and apparently survive, for months and months on dry surfaces where you could essentially touch the wall of a greenhouse, get it on your hands and touch a plant and spread the virus again, means that there's a desire to eliminate it from especially tomato greenhouse facilities, tomato seed producing facilities. And there has been an intense breeding focus on resistance, but we're just not there yet. So in the short term, it does make the most sense to import seed from seed lots that have been tested and found free from this virus, recognizing that virus testing is never going to be perfect. Virus can still exist at low levels, and it only takes one seed to potentially infect the next crop. But it is a risk mitigating measure that we feel it's the best tool that we have, and it's the tool that's being used by most countries in the world right now.
So anyone who imports tomato or pepper seed into Canada will now need a phytosanitary certificate. So obviously this is of primary concern to people who sell seed in the home and garden sector.
Right. And I, as I said during the meeting on Friday, I think another challenge is, it's the fact that it will affect anyone who's been buying mail order seed from other countries as well, because mail order tomato and pepper seed has been able to come in commercially packaged with no additional requirements, and that will no longer be the case. So it really is a culture shift. And I think that it's important for industry to begin to understand like the difference between a seed analysis certificate that has been up to this point very focused on quality parameters of seed and the presence of weed seeds into this phytosanitary space. And traditionally, the seed pathway has been considered relatively low risk from a phytosanitary perspective. So meaning that it hadn't been thought to spread a lot of diseases. Things that like fungal diseases, seed treatment could be applied and in many cases address the concerns. But worldwide, we're seeing many countries publish these either risk management decision documents or pathway documents looking at seed and the potential diseases, specifically viruses and viroids that can move either on or in the seed itself, and are trying to work on how they can keep these diseases from moving in the seed trade and to prevent their introduction into countries where they don't occur. And tomato brown rugose fruit virus really caught people off guard. There was a relatively high level of confidence in the resistance genes that have been bred into the specifically greenhouse production material. And so we're seeing this huge shift. This disease hasn't been reported as widely because its primary way of spreading is through touch and contact. And clearly you are touching a commercial greenhouse tomato plant much more often than you are touching, field tomatoes that are harvested for further processing. And, if you have, a beautiful patio plant, or you have a tomato plant, or just a handful. So the likelihood of you spreading a virus on your hands to numerous other plants goes down quite dramatically. But the reality is that it is impossible to know exactly what the end use of specific seed will be. And so we're looking at regulating all tomato and pepper seed imports for this virus within the next year.
So within the next year, these changes will take place. What do people need to know? How can they prepare for this?
So the next step for us will be finalizing our risk management decision document and putting it through a World Trade Organization comment period where everyone, you know, all countries in the world will be able to comment on the proposal. Our draft proposal is that seed specifically will require a tested and found free from result using internationally recognized testing protocols. And that is the standard. I expect most seed lots in commercial trade have already been tested and found free from the virus. The challenge will be those ones that were alluded to last week that can be in trade for 5 or more years and may have, for instance, entered the United States before these requirements came into place for imports into the US and therefore may not have been tested for tomato burn rugose fruit virus. And therefore, for that seed to move to Canada, a test would need to be done. For seed that's been imported into the U.S. Since late in 2019, that seed would already have been tested and found free from the virus. So U.S. exporters would simply need to request a phytosanitary certificate from what we call their NPPO, their National Plant Protection Organization, either USDA APHIS or the state officials that are able to issue phytosanitary certificates on behalf of APHIS. But it will potentially take extra time. And as was alluded to last week, there will certainly be additional costs associated with those certificates as well.
So if anybody has questions, concerns, who can they contact?
We always direct individual companies to contact their local office because that's typically where they've built the relationship. And there is information available to all of our local inspectors around this virus. At the moment, there are no import requirements. We've worked quite closely with the Canadian Seed Trade Institute, which became Seeds Canada in the past, on this file, and all of the major players were provided with the opportunity to comment on our draft risk management decision document, and they will again have the opportunity to comment on our final version, which will have a 60-day consultation window and then a minimum of 30 days for implementation after that.
For people who might be a little bit antsy about the changes, can you offer anything to reassure them?
We're looking forward to getting additional feedback from the garden vegetable sector, including the number of transactions, and we will be working closely with our APHIS counterparts to ensure that there will be no issues for these producers or these buyers to receive the phytosanitary certificates that they need to support trade. And I think one of the things that's also important to note is that the U.S. in general is reviewing seed as a pathway more broadly, and they have general import requirements that all seed imported into the U.S. requires a phytosanitary certificate unless it is seed from Canada that is either of U.S. or Canadian origin, and that material is still allowed to move under a seed analysis certificate. The two certificates are a PPQ 925 or a CFIA 5289, depending on the type of seed moving. And the U.S. for the last couple of years has been quite open about the fact that they're looking more closely at seed as a pathway, as are we, as are most countries in the world. And it is possible that we will see additional changes in this space. And I think because of the large quantities of seed that move between Canada and the U.S., having very open discussions on, in this area is going to be very important for us to find a way to mitigate the risk associated with different types of seeds as new viruses and viroids become priorities for the seed pathway. I would suggest that the solanaceous crops in general, specifically, you've got pepper, tomato, eggplant, tomatillos. I think everything in that family is seen as potentially higher risk than it had previously been thought. And I do expect we will continue to see more requirements in that space. There's also viruses in the cucurbit space, in the melon and cucumbers, that the U.S. is looking at additional import requirements for as well. And so we continue as the CFIA to follow all of those things closely and to communicate to our industry stakeholders to provide as much advance notice as possible of what changes we think might be on the horizon.
For more great podcasts, visit germination.ca.